Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team goes out of conference this weekend, playing the North Star College Hockey Cup, joined by James Hansen. It's fairly safe to say that you're happy to be back playing as quickly as you were after getting sick over the holiday break.
No, yeah, definitely. It was unfortunate, like the timing, but at least we weren't back playing yet. And it's been good to get back and get back into shape and in form.
A lot of people that get pneumonia are out for months. And typically, a lot of those are senior citizens and such. Being in good shape, how much did that help you?
Sure, it played a big role. I was able to start feeling better after like 3-4 days, and it took a few workouts to get back into swing of things. But no, yeah, definitely, they keep us in pretty good shape here.
As a bigger guy, I've noticed, might be true, might be not, that you've tried to play a little bit bigger towards the end of last season. The team this year, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, is playing a lot faster tempo, a lot more up and down. As a big guy, how much do you have to change your game when the rest of the guys on the ice are going as fast as they are?
The players we got up front are forwards. They all keep each other accountable every day, staying like with the pace we're trying to play at in games. It's definitely works to our advantage, and for a player like me, I gotta definitely work on my skating, make sure I stay in shape so I can keep up with the guys on our team and also the guys on the other team.
When you're not in the lineup every night, what do you do to keep that edge that when your name is called, you're ready to go?
Just from coaches growing up, just kind of instilled, you're always supposed to work hard and, take every day as a professional. So just try to, do my best to just prepare. My name's called, it's called. If it's not, it's not. Just come the next day ready to work.
That's the culture of this program, though, is it not, that you're coming to work no matter what?
No, yeah, absolutely. It's not a day goes by you don't walk into the rink with a smile. I mean, we got pretty nice, really nice facility here, and great coaches, and it's a privilege to play here. And coach says he kind of pinches himself every time. I mean, it's actually like that. It's it's fun every day coming to the rink. It's kind of a break from school and anything else that's going on.
On the ice, 7 unbeaten is very difficult to do. I think Lake State proved that last weekend. The way that you guys lost on Friday night, how much of that carried over into Saturday and got you guys into a losing streak?
It's definitely devastating. I don't think I've ever lost a game with that little time left. I'm sure everybody in the rink was thinking overtime, and it was kind of like a shock to most of the guys on the team. But coaches just said, you got to throw that one away. You got to wake up in the morning with a fresh mindset, looking into Saturday night's game. And they came to play again Saturday night. We came to play too, but they just got some of the bounces and scored when they needed to.
There is no doubt that the three other teams in the North Star Cup are very, very good. They're all in the top 10. You've played Minnesota already. You've played Mankato before. You have not played Duluth in a couple of years. Do you guys know what you're in for?
Definitely. It's going to be interesting going into a tournament with teams that are recognized as some of the best in the country usually every single year, and we know what we're going to get from them. It's going to be a fast tournament. Every team in the tournament's going to have speed, and we definitely have that this year. So we're going in there ready to compete and looking to win.
When was the last time you personally played in a tournament setting like this?
I would have to say probably Fall Classic, the United States Hockey League. My what would that be? 2011-12 would be. So probably 3 years.
It's a unique setting and a unique mindset that you need to be in a tournament setting, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of kind of do or die that first game Friday night. It's an odd time at 4 o'clock, so I have to get used to kind of a different little schedule. But you know, other than that, usually just take it as another game and prepare for it as we would any other.
Best of luck.
Thank you.